It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Arcanum Lady Trojans in the JV contest earlier that just finished up a few minutes ago. The Indians won the first set 25-22 and the second set 25-15. And our Indians JV team is now 5 wins, no losses, undefeated on the season. And our varsity comes in at 4 wins, no losses. Arcanum comes in at 5 wins and no losses. So this should be a pretty tough battle for our Indians. We've played a couple of teams early in the season, weren't sure how good they were, and we looked pretty good against what turns out to be a really good St. Mary's team. Beat them in 5 sets in the first match of the season. Then National Trail, we went down there and won in 3, but none of them were easy. Let me see where else we were. Parkway last on Thursday, that we won that in 3, but again, I think 2 of them went to extra points. So we're undefeated, but we've had some tests, and this should be another really good test for our Lady Indians. And we're going to get going here in a few minutes, but I want to go over some things that are coming up next week. On Tuesday, the ladies will play at Salina. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. Thursday, the ladies will host Versailles, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. Then Friday, our football team will host Minster, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, again with the NFHS video. Last night, our Indians football team went over to Coldwater, and first series, we moved the ball very well, got intercepted at the end zone, and we did not score, but we had, I think, 4 or 5 first downs and moved the ball very well. And then Coldwater kind of shut us down some. I believe it was 28-0 at half. Coldwater scored in the third quarter, and then it was a running clock, 35-0. Indians scored late, we had some very good things, and if you're listening to Coach Niekamp in the post game last night, or you can go in the archives and listen to it now, but he was talking about what he told the players after the game, that the team that played Coldwater, the way we played last night, we would have won those first 2 games if we could have played that well. So we're making progress. We get into the meat and potatoes of our schedule, and it doesn't get easy. There aren't any easy MAC games. Sometimes on the schedule you'll look at it and see it's easy, but they're not easy. I'm hoping that a lot of teams are looking at us like this is going to be an easy one and we can catch a couple of them, but we'll see how it all goes. But in the MAC last night, Coldwater beat Fort Recovery 35-7. Marion Local beat Minster 42-7. I believe it was 14-7 at halftime, or maybe shortly before halftime, but Marion pulled away in the second half. And Anna went to St. Henry and beat them 40-18. I think St. Henry has a pretty good team, so Anna must be really good this year again. Again, there aren't any gimmies in the MAC. At Versailles, went to Dolphus St. John's and beat them 41-0. And again, I don't think Dolphus beat a supposed to be a really good Lima Central Catholic team last week, and Versailles went down and beat them 41 to Dolphus and beat them 41-0. So Versailles is for real. At least looking at this week's results. And then New Bremen hosted Parkway, and New Bremen had pretty much control of that, although I think early it was fairly close, but they ended up a 50-15 winner. at New Bremen over Parkway. So the winners last night were Coldwater, Marion Local, Anna at St. Henry, Versailles, and New Bremen. So there's a couple of maybe surprises in there. We weren't sure how good Minster was going to be, and I think they're probably really good, but Marion Local put it on them. And we think St. Henry's going to be pretty good, but Anna beat them 40-18. Versailles is good. Again, we think Delphus is probably a really good team, and they got shut out at their place 41-0. So getting ready for the national anthem and the introductions, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call and reserve your day and time for some Lanes. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes is open Thursdays at 3, Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Sorry about that. I was listening to the introductions and did not come back in time. Sorry about that. No technical problems, just didn't do things right this time. So the starters for the Arcanum Lady Trojans, Emily Fout, who's a senior, Grace Pazowski, a sophomore. Alexis Gibbons, a junior. Mackenzie Byrne, also a junior. Riley Leeper, a senior. Haley Smith, a senior. And Caitlin Sharp, also a senior. So I think there are only two juniors on the team, and they both are starting for our Canham. Caitlin Sharp is going to be the libero, so she technically won't start, and they'll sub her in right away, I'm sure. So Tegan Fortkamp is not dressed tonight, or this afternoon, this morning, I guess it is. Sorry about that. And not sure what's going on there, but just now noticed that she's not going to be playing today. Didn't notice any kind of injury, and she appears to be okay. I'm going to say it's not sickness, so hope it's just some temporary thing and taking a day off for a non-league contest here. So we'll see how it goes. Everybody's getting ready. Teams are slapping hands under the net, moving to their respective sides, and we'll see how this goes today. Both teams undefeated. Arcanum coming in with 5 wins. Indians looking for their 5th win. And see how we do it here. The Indians' body language is saying that we are going to receive, but we'll see how that goes. They are doing the checking. And with of the players, and they're the female official, the down official, is checking things out. And we sub Callie Wendell in as the libero. And she'll come in for Paige Guggenbiller. And she's checking the Arcanum lineup. And their libero, 24, will come in for, looks like, Alexis Gibbons. So looks like we're ready to go. And it'll be number 5, Emily Fout, serving for Arcanum. Received by Callie. Kayla with a set. And over to the Arcanum side. They put it into our stands. So there's a kill, and I did not see who got that, but I believe that was Sage Luthold. And now Mara will serve. Received. Roll shot over. Mara receives it. Kayla and Sage Luthold almost puts it down. Set up for the front row and saved by Kayla. And saved by Mara, and a save out of the stands by Cameron Mullenkamp starting for us, but she could not get it back. And so now number 8, Alexis Gibbons, will go back to serve for Arcanum, tied at 1 apiece. And received by Callie. Set over. Set again. Callie. Kennedy Mullenkamp puts it down, and it is out. So that's a number 9, Ashlyn Miller, who's serving for them, and they lead 2-0. And received by Callie. Set by Kayla. Cameron gets it over to Arcanum. We block it at the net. They're going to get it back over after a big scramble. Kayla will set it again for Kennedy. Kennedy off the block. They set it to the left side. And number 14, Mackenzie Byrne, down on the Indian side. And they lead 3-1. And it will be Ashlyn Miller again back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Received by Callie. Set by Kayla. Cameron with a shot, and she gets a kill. And it is 3-2 now. And it'll be Megan Evers back to serve for the Indians. And it's received by Arcanum. A pound and a block at the net. Arcanum scrambling, but they get it across. Mara Kayla sets for, I believe that was Paige Guggenbiller that got that kill. Nice set by Kayla. And Megan will go back and serve again. And they receive it. Back set at the net, and it's too close to the net, and the Indians get the point. It is now 4-3 Indians, and Megan Evers will go back to serve again. And that is just out of bounds. So we're tied at 4, and the libero, number 24, Caitlin Sharp, will go back to serve for Arcanum. Lady Trojans again coming in at 5 wins, no losses. Received by Mara. Kayla with a set to Kennedy. Arcanum sets it at the front row and not over the net. And that is a point for the Indians. And we lead 5-4. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. It's received by Arcanum. Set up to the front. Roll shot over. Kayla, Kennedy, and they're going to call a double hit on Kennedy, I believe. And it's going to be tied at 5. And it looks like number 10, Grace Fry, will come in and serve for the Lady Trojans. Received by Callie again. Kennedy, the set, and Carly with a big hit about 10 feet out of bounds. So it is 6-5. Service point for Grace Fry. And she'll get it over. Cameron, Kennedy, and I believe that was Carly with a nice hit over on the Arcanum side. Could not handle it, and a kill for her. And we're tied at 6. And it looks like we're going to have Kenzie Yarkey come in and serve for the Lady Indians. 6-6, our score in the first set here today. Received by Arcanum. That one was going to go out of bounds. Kenzie tried to get it, and it went backwards. So that'll be point for the Lady Trojans, and it looks like number 7, Grace Pazowski, will come in. Linda Jonting, Lily Jonting, will come in and serve for the Lady Trojans. She's a senior. And received. Kennedy with a set to the left side. Mara with a big smash. Jonting tried to get it back, but that did not work very well. And Mara Pearson with another kill, and Callie will go back to serve. 7-7 your score. Hard serve, just over, and right back to the Indians. They get it over to Arcanum, and they knock it back into out of bounds. And it's a serve, like an ace serve for Kenzie. For Callie. And received by Arcanum. And knocked into the net. That'll be another service point for Callie. Indians lead 10-7. And I just realized a moment ago I did not connect the sound to the NFHS video, and I have that going now, so sorry about that. That one was served out of bounds, and it is 10-8. Arcanum serving, and that'll go out of bounds, and that'll be a service point for Alexis Gibbons, and it's 10-9. Indians still up one. This is going to be a pretty tough contest for our Indians. Both teams undefeated. Received by the Indians. Whistles. I think maybe we didn't have the official over here. The down official is getting things straightened out. I don't know if the up official saw that. I think he said go ahead and serve, but there she's sorting lineups out and trying to get things going. So that serve didn't count for anything. So right now they're sorting things out with both coaches and the down official at the scorer's table. And Alexis Gibbons back there waiting to serve. Indians lead 10-9 here in set number one. Again, JV's won 25-22 and 25-15 to go 5 wins, no losses on the season. And our varsity is hoping to do the same thing here, leading 10-9. So we are sorting things out. I'm not sure. Something with the lineup, and I don't think either coach is too excited about it, but the official is, because she needs, everything is very technical with the lineups, and I think both coaches are going to be just fine with however she sorts this out. They're doing a pretty good discussion there, and I don't know if I don't understand the controversy, but somebody is probably in the game for, since Coach Guggenbiller was there first, I'm going to guess somebody was in the game for us that she didn't have track of. So, again, neither coach seems to be too worried about it. The teams are just out there antsy, kind of dancing around and wishing we could play. And so we're getting something else going here, bringing more cords over for the computer here. That is the computer for Arcanum, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but the official is explaining it to their coach. I think everybody's okay with it, whatever she decided, but something was not quite right. So looks like we're ready to go back into action. Alexis Gibbons back to serve for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. Indians lead 10-9 here in set number one this morning. And, okay, she has turned back around, and she says, let's play. The up official blows the whistle, gives the wave, and Alexis Gibbons serves. Received by Kenzie. Kennedy sets for Mara on the left side, and she gets a kill. Mara Pearson with what I have as her second kill of the match here in the first set. And Indians lead 11-9, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Nope. Long. Just a little bit long. So it'll make it 11-10. And looks like it's going to be number 15, Riley Leeper, maybe coming in to serve. Nope. She came in, but Emily Fout is going to go back and serve. I believe she was the first one to serve today. So Emily Fout will go back to serve for the Lady Trojans, trailing 11-10 to our Indians. And that one is received by Callie, set by Kayla, and Indians cannot get it across, and that is a service point for Emily Fout. 11-11 now, it's tied. Emily Fout again back to serve for the Lady Trojans. That's Callie, set by Mara, Kennedy rolls it over. They're setting it for the left side, right side, excuse me. And it's cross and in bounds. I thought it might have been out. Must have been right on the line. And they lead 12-11. And Fout with another service point. And they lead 12-11 over our Indians. Fout again serves. Received by Callie. Set by Kayla. Mara with a long, with a hit, and it's long. And that is 13-11, Arcanum Lady Trojans. The serve, she's got three service points, and none of them were really tough serves. We should be able to handle them, and we haven't been. So this one comes to Mara. Kayla sets for Sage, and it's like a double hit. Nope, looks like before Sage Luthold hit that over, she stepped on the line under the net. So another service point. Again, not tough to handle, but we aren't handling it. So another. So Kayla and we four hits, and we're calling a timeout. We just gave up 6 points and in a row, and so coach is going to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages.
Sorry, we're cutting back in. That was a very, very short, about a 30-second timeout instead of a minute timeout. So we'll try to get back to BU's commercial here later. So now Emily Fout, the up official, called her over. They talked a little bit. And so they lead 15-11. I think they've scored 6 straight points on us. And serve is received. Kayla sets it up for Mara. Mara smashes it. They set it up to the front, but it gets a little too far, and Sage Luthold puts it down on the other side, and that will stop that run. It's 15-12, Indians down, and Mara Pearson will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Down 12-15. Mara, they receive it, and they tip it across. Callie back set to Kennedy. Across. They'll bring it across, and just in exactly the wrong place. It wasn't a hard hit, but it did get past our blockers and down in front of Mara Pearson. So it's 16-12 in favor of the Arcanum Lady Trojans, and it will be Ashlyn Miller to go back and serve for the Lady Trojans. That's received by Cameron. Callie. Cameron tips it over. They're setting it for the left side. Received by Mara. Set up for Kennedy. Kennedy smashes it, but they get it over. Mara gets it. Kayla with a hit, and I believe that was Sage Luthold with another kill off of their blockers, and it's 16-13, and Megan Evers will come in to serve again. 16-13. Indians trailing here in the first set. Received by the Trojans. And they get across, a lift on the Lady Trojans. So that's another service point for Megan. And she'll serve again. 16-14 now. Nice serve. That's too close to the net. And that would have been Paige Guggenbiller with a block. They tried to set it up to the front, and it came over to our side. Paige puts it down, and it is 16-15. And Megan Evers with another service point. And she'll serve it again. Trying to tie it up here. They're going to set it up for the left side again. A hard hit. Nice save by Mara. Kayla sets it up, and it is smashed down by Cameron. So Cameron Mullenkamp with her first varsity action here, and she is doing well. I believe that's her second kill, and we're tied at 16, and Megan Evers will serve again. That is played by the Trojans. They roll shot it over. Mara, Kayla sets it up for Guggenbiller, and they hit it back. Kennedy smashes one, goes, they put it up into the ceiling. They're going to get it across, but it's out of bounds. So another service point for Megan Evers, and Arcanum will call a timeout. Let's see if we can get BU Apparel's commercial in this time.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, we're going to have to pause again. Quick timeouts. They just wanted to get their players settled down. Indians now lead 17-16 after four straight service points from Megan Evers. It's received by Arcanum. Set up for the right side. Indians block it. They keep it in play. Going to roll shot it over. Evers over to Cameron, puts it down. Indians block the shot, going to the front row. And another great play, but it looks they knocked it down on our side, but I believe that they called a lift on us. So it's tied at 17, and a very good play by Megan Evers to get us back in this contest. We were down four. And now it is sharp for the Lady Trojans. And battle at the net. It's going to come on. Went on the Indian side, went over to Arcanum's side, and they got it too close to the net and could not play it. And it is Indians point, and it's 18-17 Indians, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. And that one is an ace serve for Kennedy. Very nice serve there. And it is 19-17 Indians. That one was one of those knuckleball serves that we have several girls on our team, and most of the teams in the MAC have several of them that can hit that knuckleball that'll go over and then just dives. That one is played by Arcanum. Pulled out of the stands. They roll shot it over. Mara Kennedy, and to Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets another kill, and that's a nice service point for Kennedy, and she will serve again. It is 20-17. Indians looking to make a pretty good run here toward the end of the contest, so she just lobs one, bops it over, and they do handle it, but just barely, and they get it back across to us, and Carly Niekamp puts it into the net. So it's 20-18, and it will be number 10, Grace Fry, going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. They trail 20-18 here in set number one, and it's a hard shot and played by Mara Kennedy. Back to Mara. She smashes one, and that is her third kill that I have here in the contest. And that will bring number four, Kenzie Garkey. She's had several games this year where she has got point after point after point. Let's see if she can put us out. 21-18 Indians. That hits the top of the net and comes back on our side. So it's 21-19. And Lily Jaunting back in for the Lady Trojans, and she'll be serving. And she gets it up, and we just barely get it, and we knock it into the net again, and it's 21-20. We are not doing as well as we should be here. We put two or three in the net here in the last couple of points. So still lead 21-20. Played by the Indians. Kennedy sets up for Mara. Mara tips it across, and they're bringing it from the left side. Mara tips it. Kennedy sets up Guggenbiller, and that's saved by the Trojans, and they get it across and down on the Indian side, and we're tied at 21. And Jonting will go back to serve again. Indians were leading 20-17, and they've outscored us 4-1 here. Jonting again. Kennedy sets up Mara, and back down on our side, and Arcanum takes the lead at 22-21. And Travis is going to call timeout. And we're going to come back to Tin Cupboard, BU Boutique in a little bit. We're going to try to get a commercial in that we can actually do while I take a breath here.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians were ahead 20-17, and we've been outscored 5-1 here. And Lily Jonting still serving. It is 22-21 in favor of the Arcanum Lady Trojans, undefeated on the season. And the Indians are looking to get this tied. So that one was going to go out of bounds. It was played, went up and hit the back of the backboard that's raised up, came down, and we could not play it. And it is 23-21. Jonting with another service point. Indians really need to get it going here. And that one is played by Cameron, Kennedy, Guggenbiller, and that will drop inbounds on the Arcanum side. We've finally broke that serve. It's 23-22. And that will put Callie Wendell back to serve. Hard serve. Jonting plays it up near the net. And they can't play it, and we're tied at 23. Callie, we need to get two more points. And Arcanum's going to call a timeout now. And we'll take another timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Set number one. We're tied at 23. Callie Wendell back to serve for our Indians. We've scored 2 points in a row here and tied it back up. Callie, the shot. Jonting gets it. Sets it up for the left side. And they cannot get it across. And it is 24 for the Indians, 23 for the Trojans. And this is set point for Callie, 24-23. Another hard shot. Jonting, and shoots it straight out of bounds. And the Indians take set number one by a score of 25-23. We'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll try to get a little bit of very unofficial stats for you. Back in just a minute.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Ladies. We're back here at Fortsight Fieldhouse, and back pretty quick after they're supposed to have another minute or two before we go back to action, but we're ready to go. In the first set, I have Mara Pearson with three kills, Sage Luthold with three, Paige Guggenbiller with four, Carly Niekamp with one, and Cameron Mullenkamp with one. And Kinsey Garkey had, Callie Wendell had three service points and an ace. Kennedy Mullenkamp had two and an ace. And Megan Evers had six service points, which got us really going here. Heitkamp serves. It's played by the Trojans, and Mara with a smash down on their side, and we lead it off with a kill, and Kayla Heitkamp with a service point. Indians lead 1-0. Indians getting it over to the Arcanum side, and they can't handle it. And that goes down on their side. And Indians lead 2-0. And Kayla has another service point and ready for action again. Kayla sends it across, and it is played by Arcanum. Roll shot over. Kenzie. Kayla. Mara with a smash. That was a great set by Kayla Heitkamp, excuse me. And she'll go back to serve again, 3-0 Indians. And that is not handled well by the Arcanum Trojans, and that will be another service point for Kayla. Indians lead 4-0. They hit that one long. Kayla gets it over to Arcanum. They'll smash it, but about 5 feet out of bounds, and we wisely stepped out of the way. And another service point for Kayla. 5-5. Indians leading here in set number two after taking the first one in a, well, we were ahead, then we got behind and came back. So that is played by Arcanum. They'll set it up for the right side. Indians block it, tip it over, and they tip it back across, but it goes out of bounds. And that will be 6-0 and a timeout for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. So we'll be back in just a minute.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians with a great start to this second set. Kayla Heitkamp started off serving, and she hasn't stopped yet. Indians lead 6-0 and off to a great start thanks to Kayla. And she'll put another one over there. They play it to the front, setting it up for the left side. They get it across. Kayla will set it up. That was Kayla setting it up for our front line. And we put it over. They get it up toward the net but cannot make the play. And it is now 7-0. Kayla may serve forever here. 7-0 Indians. That's played by the Trojans. Set up for the left side. They bring it up to the front. Great save by Callie. Roll shot over by the Indians and saved by Kennedy. Set up for Mara, and she puts it down just inside the line. And a kill for Mara. Three kills in this set. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for the ninth time. Indians lead 8-0. Kayla just dunks it across, and they don't handle it very well. Left side puts it right into the net. It is 9-0, and Kayla Heitkamp has served every point this game. And her serves have been kind of everywhere. Hard ones, that last one was a little dink across. That one's played by the Trojans. One of them was going to let it go, but it would have been in. But it's set up for Mara on the left side, played by the Trojans. They try to just tip it across, and they do not get it across. If they had, Kennedy would have been there, might have been able to do something, but the Arcanum coach is going to make a sub here. Somebody hasn't been playing up to their potential, I'm guessing, or they have somebody that maybe can handle the serve-receive a little better. But that is 10 straight points that Kayla Heitkamp has served, and she puts this one out. It looked like 24 almost touched it. So it is 10-1. Great serves for Kayla Heitkamp. Man. So it'll be number five for their Canem Trojans. Emily Fout going back, and we receive it. And Kennedy Mullenkamp with a smash. And it'll be 11-1. And Mara Pearson will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. And Cameron Mullenkamp will come back in to replace Kenzie Garkey. Kenzie, who didn't play the last couple of years with knee problems, and she is back, and she is tough. Indians with a shot over. They get it. Arcanum gets it to their front row, who smashes it out of bounds. So Mara Pearson with a service point, and it's 12-1. Mara serves it, played by the Trojans. They try to get it up to the front, going to roll shot it across. Callie to Kayla, then over to, I believe that was Cameron, and she gets a kill. That's off of the Lady Trojans and goes into our stands. And Mara will go back to serve again. That is, well, went right at the flagger. I'm guessing it's out. She didn't do any pointing. She just got out of the way. And I think everybody in the building knew that was out. So that will be 13-2. And Ashlyn Miller will go back and serve for the Trojans. That is played by the Indians over, and they get it back to our side and down, so it is 13-3, and Miller will serve again. Played by Callie. Kayla sets it for Kennedy. Off of their hand, near the net, and back and forth across the net. Stays on their side. They tried to, it just rolled down the net, and they tried to pop it back up, but it popped on our side. So it's 14-2 in favor of the Indians. And that will bring Megan Evers in to serve again. She had six or eight service points in that first set. She gets it to them. They get it back into the net. Excuse me, into our blockers and down on their side. And it is 15-13, and Megan with another service point. Kayla Heitkamp had 10 to start off the contest, and Mara had 2. Played by the Lady Trojans. Kayla sets it for Guggenbiller. She puts it across on their side, and Guggenbiller with a kill. 16-3. What a great start that Kayla Heitkamp did for us. That'll be Megan Evers again. And that's played by the Trojans. They're scrambling, and they can't make it. And that is the third service point for Megan Evers. And she goes back to serve again. 17-3 Indians. They get it up to the front. Sets up to her left side. Pops it across. Set up for Cameron Mullenkamp. They play it. It's going to be near the net. Indians comes on the Indian side, and we tip it over. Guggenbiller tipped it, but it went out of bounds. So it's 17-4. Megan Evers had 3 service points, and she'll go sit back down. And number 24, Caitlin Sharp, will serve for the Lady Trojans. Mara with a close save. And Kennedy sets up for Kennedy, and it goes just out of bounds. And that'll be a service point for Sharp. And it's 17-5. Sharp looking to get a run of her own, similar to what Kayla did to start the contest. And we save it to the front, but it was too close. And Arcanum, it was on their side of the net, and they put it right down. And that's another service point for Sharp. And it is 17-6. And Kayla sets it up for Kennedy. Kennedy with a smash. It's played at the net. Roll shot over. Callie. Kayla. Guggenbiller. They bring it back. And Guggenbiller puts it back up. But it goes over the net and out of bounds on their side. 17-7. And they are coming. 3 service points for Sharp. And they're looking to add to it. Same way we had a big run of service points. That one is a tough, tough serve. Played by Mara Callie. Cameron puts it over, played to their left side. Mara with a save. Kayla just puts it over on the second one and caught him by surprise. And that breaks that service. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. And it is now 18-7. Kennedy will step up for the Lady Indians. And played by the Trojans. They tried to tip it over and did not make it across the net. 19-7. And Kennedy with a service point here. And she'll go back to serve again. 19-7. Our Lady Indians are leading after a 10-point start for serving for Kayla Heitkamp. Oh, played by the Lady Trojans. Kennedy sets it up for Carly across to the Trojans, and Trojans get it down, blocked by Carly, but it came down, and Guggenbiller tried to get it back up where we could hit it and did not work. 19-8 is the score now. Indians leading. And it will be number 10, Grace Fry, going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. And played by Mara. Kennedy sets up Guggenbiller. It's played by the Trojans. Kennedy gets it. Callie sets it up on the left side for Cameron. Cameron puts one down on the Trojan side. It was touched, but just no chance to make a really good play. So 20-8, and here we go with Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. She had 10 straight to start the contest and give us a 10-0 lead. Without those 10, it would be 10-8 right now. So Kayla's going to see if she can serve us out. And played by the Trojans, Kennedy sets up Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller with a kill. So that was her second kill. And Kayla with another, this is Kenzie Garkey, I'm sorry. Kenzie Garkey's back there. They're both built about the same. So that's a service point for Kenzie. And played by the Trojans, they bop it across. We block it. They bring it back to us. And Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller, played by the Trojans. They'll dink it across. Kenzie, and set up for Mara, and she bops it across off the backboard. Arcanum with a great rally here, trying to get it going, and with a double hit. Oh, man, that's tough. Man, they had some great saves in that volley. So that makes it 22-8. And Kenzie will go back to serve again. And she serves that one into the net. 22-9. And it will be Lily Junting going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. She'll put it up. Played by Kenzie. Kennedy's going to set it up for the left side. Mara, she gets it over. Played by Arcanum. They put it across. Callie tries to get it up in the air, which she did, but it went across the net and out of bounds. So 22-10. And Junting with a service point. Junting again. Callie plays it. Kennedy with a set for Guggenbiller. She tips it across. Played by Arcanum. Roll shot across. Kennedy's going to set it up for Guggenbiller again. It's played by Arcanum. Their left side. Kenzie with a save. And they're going to call. I think somebody might have stepped on the line under the net. So it's 22-11. And Junting will go back to serve again. Kenzie. Kennedy sets up the left side for Mara. Played by Arcanum. They set the right side. And she gets it off our blocker and down. And it is 22-12. And Junting is doing everything she can to keep Arcanum in this. She has three straight service points here. And it's 22-12 now. Junting again. Kenzie, Carly, Mara, smash, but just out of bounds. But the official says a tip. The top official says tip. The down official does not, doesn't say anything about that. So we're going to say it was a tip. That'll make it 23-12. And Nevia Lennertz will come in to serve for our Lady Indians. And when she's come in, she's had some great serves. She only needs two to get us out of this set. And over across, played by the Indians. Kennedy was going to set it up, flips it across, played by the Lady Trojans. Mara pops it up in the air. Kennedy sets it up for Mara, and she gets her fourth kill of the game. And it is 24-12, and Nevia Lennertz will go back for set point. Indians lead one set to none, 24-12 here in set number two, played by the Lady Trojans. And she's going to put it across, but it is out of bounds. And the Lady Indians win this one, 25-12. We'll be back in just a minute or two. And we'll be back with some stats, we hope.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and stock ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians lead the undefeated Arcanum Trojans two sets to none. First set was very close, and I believe that was 25-22. Indians had been behind. The second set was, I'm going to say that was Kayla Heitkamp's set. She started us off with 10 straight points, and we never looked back from there. And ended up winning that one 25-12. Without those 10 points, that would have been a pretty close contest. But so now we are going to set number three. And it'll be the Arcanum Lady Trojans going to start this one off. And it'll be number five, Fout. Emily Fout going to serve first for the Lady Trojans. See what the Indians can do here. We need two sets to none. We don't want to let them get back in this contest. They are not undefeated. They are undefeated for a reason. They are a very good team. So Fout will go back. Start it for Arcanum. Be Kenzie. Kayla set up for Kennedy. It was going out of bounds. They hit it, and they roll shot it across. Callie. Kayla sets it up for Sage Luthold, and Indians lead 1-0, and it'll be Mara Pearson going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Mara throws the ball up in the air to serve. A hard shot across, played by the Trojans. They roll shot it over. Mara sets it up to Kayla, and she sets it up for Kennedy, who smashes it down, and it's knocked into the crowd on the other side. So Mara will go back to serve again. 2-0 Indians. Mara, she bloops this one over, played by the Lady Trojans. They'll hit it hard, and there's a net violation by somebody. Must have been us. So it is 2-1. So that will put number 9, Miller, back to serve. Ashlyn Miller for the Lady Trojans. She gets it across, played by Callie. Kayla set for Kennedy. Another big kill for Kennedy. Nice set by Kayla Heitkamp. And here comes Megan Evers to serve for us. She's had several great runs. That one is played by the Lady Trojans, but it is put sideways and cannot be played. And Megan, with a service point, should go back to serve again. 4-1, Lady Indians. And it goes into the net, and it is 4-2. And she'll come out, and Sage Luthold will go back in. This time she only got us 1 point, but she's had some pretty good ones. She had 6 service points in the first game. Now back for the Lady Trojans. It is Caitlin Sharp, and violation by the Indians, and it is 4-3. So that's going to put Sharp back there serving again. Kayla sets up for Kennedy, smashes it, played back by the Trojans, and knocked over by the Indians, back to the Trojans. Trojans are going to tip it, and they save it, get it back across. Callie sets up for Kennedy, and she puts in the back right corner, just a soft little push in the exact right spot. And Kennedy with another kill for the Indians, and she'll go back to serve. Indians leading 5-3 here in set number 3. Indians lead 2-0. Kennedy serve. Played by the Trojans. They'll get it across Mara, but she hits it backwards. And that'll be a point for the Lady Trojans, 5-4. Mara doesn't misplay very many, but she did that time. So looks like we're having some hotspot problems. Okay, so we should be back going again. Arcanum serves it, but it goes out of bounds, and it's 6-4. See if I can get our hotspot working right. And it's not cooperating, so I got to try a couple of things here and see what I can do. So Indians are playing it, and Mara gets it over and blocked by Carly and Paige. So let's see what we can do here with my hotspot. If I can get this. Well, my hotspot is giving me trouble, so we're going to work on this a little bit and see why it's not working. May have to get my other one out here, but Indians lead 7-5. We'll kind of keep this going for the recording, but right now we are not live. So I'm working on trying to get our other hotspot up and going. Every once in a while, they just decide to not play anymore. So we'll see what we can do here. We've been back and forth on the air and off the air. So Indians just put one down, and it is 8-5. And looks like we are connected again. So looks like we are back on the air. Unfortunately, we had some problems there, but we were still on the recording for our archives. Indians lead 9-5. Callie back to serve, played by the Trojans. Sorry, I didn't get much play-by-play there, trying to get us back on the air. And Mara, it's blocked by the Trojans. Carly sends it back over. Nice save by the Indians, and nice save by the Lady Trojans, but they could not play it. And it's 10-5, and Callie will Callie was going to go back to serve, but we are taking a timeout, so I'm going to take a timeout and see if I can get my stuff sorted out here. Back in just a minute.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. Set number three, Indians won the first set, 25-23. Second set, 25-12, with a great start by Kayla Heitkamp with 10 straight service points to start us off. And we lead 10-5 here in set number three with Callie Wendell serving, played by Arcanum. Callie sets one up to Kennedy. Kennedy does a nice set for Cameron, but for Sage. And they get it back. Indians hit it back over. They smack one down, and it is inbounds right on the line. And it is 10-6. And it will be Gibbons going back to serve for the Lady Trojans, played by Kinsey, and over to Arcanum, then back to us. We knocked it backwards out of bounds, and it's 10-7. And Gibbons will go back to serve again. 10-7, Indians still lead. Arcanum working on getting back in this one, trying to get back in the match. Indians get it across, set it up. Arcanum sets it up for the right side, but they hit it into the net, and it'll be 11-7. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Kayla hits it across, played by Arcanum, setting it up for the left side, hit hard, out of bounds. It'll be 12-7. There's a service point for Kayla, her first of this game. As I mentioned earlier, she had 10 to start off the second set. Her serve is across, played by Arcanum to the net, and nobody is close enough to it. It went right into the net, and it'll be 13-7. And Kayla with another service point. And she'll go back to serve again, 13-7 Indians. That one's played again, pretty tough. Set up for the right side. Blocked in, Indians blocked it, but it went down on our side, so it's 13-8. And looks like they will bring in Fout to serve for the Lady Trojans. That's played by Kinsey. Kayla sets up Kennedy. She hits it across. They're going to play it here on the left side, and they put it right into the net. And that'll be 14-8, and Mara is going back to serve, and Cameron will come in to replace Kinsey. Mara goes back to serve. She puts a tough one across. I thought that Johnting got to that, but they said it hit the floor. That looked like a really great save by that young lady. So it's 15-8, and Mara has another service point. Mara goes back to serve again. That one's an ace serve. That was a bullet that went across, and they had zero chance of getting that. So it's 16-8. Mara goes back to serve again. This is set number three. Indians lead 2-0. And they play it. And a shot And Mara tries to play it, cannot, and it's 16-9. So that will bring, looks like they're going to have Miller. Yep. Miller will come in. Ashlyn Miller will come in to serve for the Lady Trojans. They are down 16-9, so far undefeated on the season. And they serve that one into the net. So 17-9. And Megan Evers will come in to serve. Megan back, ready to put it up. Played by the Lady Trojans. Across to the Indians. Megan puts it up for Cameron. And played by the Lady Trojans. And they hit it out of bounds. And it is 18-9 in favor of the Lady Indians. And Megan Evers will serve again. She puts it across. And they get it up, setting it up for the right-hand side. Indians play it. Got to get it across on this one. Cameron puts it across. Cameron Mullenkamp. And they roll shot it across. Megan gets it. Kayla sets it up for Cameron. Cameron drops it down on the other side. Not a big hit, but a very important one. Put it right where they weren't. 19-9, and Megan Evers will serve again. That is played, and it's coming up toward me. Just about a foot short of hitting my computer. That might have been a big problem. So it's 20-9, and another service point for Megan Evers. Indians looking to close it out. Megan capable of getting five more straight. See how this goes. They play it, and that's four hits, and they're just having trouble with her serve. It's not really tricky, but they have trouble every single time. She's had four straight service points here, and a rocket shot, and that's an ace serve, and it is 22-9. We've scored six straight, so 16-9, and they were kind of hanging in there, and Megan, we scored a point to get her the serves, and she served five straight points. If she gets three more, we've won the set or the match, but she puts it out of bounds, so it's 22-10, excuse me, and 24 sharp. Caitlin Sharp will go back to serve for the Lady Trojans, trying to win this third set to keep this match alive. Indians play it. Kennedy with a smash, but they block it, and it comes down right on the line, and it's a point for the Lady Trojans, 22-11. And Sharp will go back to serve again. And Mara to Kayla to Guggenbiller, and it's played but hit backwards, and Guggenbiller with a nice smash and a kill. And it is 23-11, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back, see if she can serve this set and match out here. 23-11, Kennedy Mullenkamp serving for our Indians. Played, going to set it up for the left side. Hit, Mara to Cameron, to Carly, blocked by the Lady Trojans. That was a big hit by Carly, but they blocked it back down on our side, so 23-12 is where we are. And number 10, Grace Fry, comes in to serve for the Lady Trojans, trying desperately to get back in this set. Mara plays it. Kennedy sets it for Carly. They play it on their side. Roll shot over. Mara, Kennedy, and Guggenbiller down on Arcanum's side, and it is match point, 24-12. Indians, and here we go. Kenzie Garkey, one of our best servers. We have some very, very good ones. Some of them don't do much except come in and serve. Kinsey plays some, but she mostly comes in and serves. And that's played by Arcanum. Over to their left side, blocked. And Indians put it down on their side, but it's out of bounds. So it's 24-13. And it's going to be number two, Jaunting. Lily Jaunting, going back a senior. I remember her. She's played, I believe, for 4 years. She's about 5 feet tall and quick. So that is played by Kinsey, but knocked out of bounds, and it's 24-14. So Jaunting with another serve point, and she'll serve again. 24-14, third set. If we can get this point, it will be match. So Kinsey plays it. Kennedy gets it to Mara. And he called that out of, or inbounds. I thought it was out, but might have been touched. Anyway, that is the game, set, match. And Indians win this one 25-14. So we'll be back in just a minute. We'll try to get some semblance of semi-reasonable stats, and we'll be back shortly.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call and reserve your day and time for some Lanes. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes is open Thursdays at 3, Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians come away with a three-set victory over previously undefeated Arcanum Lady Trojans. First set was very close, 25-23. Second set, we got off to a 10-0 start with Kayla Heitkamp getting 10 straight points to start the match, or the set. And so we won that one 25-12, and the third one we won 25-14. So now we know that we played some very good opponents, and that we're capable of beating very good opponents. So some extremely unofficial stats. I have Mara Pearson with 7 kills and 5 service points, including an ace. Sage Luthold with 4 kills. This is for the match. And Kenzie Garkey with only 2 service points, but she's done very well for us many times. So today wasn't her day, but she still played well and is a very valuable part of our program. Callie Wendell had 4 service points. Kayla Heitkamp, I'm going to say she's probably the MVP of this match. She had 14 service points, 10 of them to give us all the momentum in the match after we won the first set by 2, and she served to start with and served 10 straight points to get us ahead 10-0, and ended up winning that one 25-12. Otherwise, it'd been a pretty close contest without those 10. So Kayla Heitkamp with 14. Service points. Again, very unofficial. Kennedy Mullenkamp, a great match. She had 8 kills, 3 service points. Paige Guggenbiller had 7 kills. And Megan Evers also, she was a killer at several times. She had some places. I think she had 6 in a row at one point, service points. She had 15 service points. We had some great, great servers, and I think that a lot of the teams down south don't see that knuckleball serve. Not all of these were knuckleball, but our serves, as our former announcers Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp called it, high risk, high reward on the serves. When those rocket serves just clear the net, they are so hard to deal with, and they were working today. But the high risk, high reward, we got high reward today. Sometimes they'll just go into the net, and we just don't get there. Another one that I think did really well, I believe, as far as I can remember, her first varsity minutes, she might have played some in later sets, but Cam Mullenkamp came in, freshman, and came in and played extremely well. She had 5 kills and some great sets. She's just a really good player and did very, very well for her first time playing. I believe she even started. If she didn't, she came in virtually right away. So Cameron did really, really well for us. So a lot of things went right today for our Lady Indians. Looked really good against a quality opponent. Arcanum came in at 5 wins, no losses, and that's where our record stands now. Arcanum is going to be going back down to Dark County with 5 wins and 1 loss. So, again, we played well and did a great, great job. Today, everybody just did really well, blocking some big-time smashes and great serving. We had just tons of great serving today. Didn't have a lot of aces. I think I counted 5 aces maybe. But we had so many serves that all they did was scramble for trying to get things going. They couldn't ever really get themselves set how they wanted to. So I think we just put our Arcanum into a scramble position on virtually every serve. So a couple of things coming up next week. Volleyball at Salina on Tuesday. That'll be a WPGW simulcast with Rob Weaver. Thursday, again, Rob Weaver calling the game. Volleyball is hosting Versailles, and we'll be simulcasting Rob with that, and they'll have the NFHS video with it. And then on Friday, it'll be football hosting Minster. That'll be our Fort Recovery radio broadcast with the NFHS video, and not on the radio, but something you might want to make a note of. A week from today, the junior varsity, who is also undefeated at 5 wins, no losses. They are going to be playing in the New Bremen Invitational next Saturday. I believe that starts at 10 a.m., and they'll probably play three set matches. So if you want to get out there and support our tremendous JV team, again, we won in two today without Cameron Mullenkamp playing. She played on the varsity. So want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank all of our sponsors, and we'll be back next week.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast, and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.